Mix 94.7 KMCH on a Wednesday. Little sun, little cloud mix, but the weather will be perfect by the end of the week. I promise you that because it has to be. There's a big event going on. Delaware County Public Safety Fundraiser. Michelle Downs, how are you this morning?
Oh, we're doing pretty great. How are you?
I'm good. I was told you were very nervous when you walked in this morning.
I was very
nervous. Why are you nervous?
She's so.
There's no need. You're talking amongst friends here. And then Travis is here. Travis, officially introduce yourself, please.
Travis Hemsath with the Delaware County Sheriff's Office.
Is it because he walked in with his cuffs? Is that what it was?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I got nervous and I walked up there. I'm like, oh, I knew it was going to happen eventually. So I got nervous.
You
got nervous too. He's carrying. I don't know why. No, here we are. A big fundraiser coming up on the 9th of this month. In fact, what is today? 3 days from now. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday is when this will be.
Correct, yeah.
Tell me a little bit about the fundraiser and kind of what good it's going to do when we all get together on Saturday.
So Saturday, July 9th at 4 o'clock, we're going to have a fundraiser out at Windmill Hill. This will benefit all the public safety in Delaware County, your firemen, your medical services, and your law enforcement. This is our second year doing this, and we're really looking forward to it. I know quite a few officers are as well. It's to raise money for those members of public safety who come to our aid at all times throughout the day, you know, day, night, whatever our emergency may be, they come and help us out.
Absolutely. And Travis, you were one of those. Well, Michelle, you are too. I mean, you're maybe not on patrol like Travis is, but you answer the call too. Is it?
Correct.
What's exactly your role with public safety here?
So I'm a 911 dispatcher.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Yep.
So you literally answer every call is what you do.
Correct.
So
yep.
Travis, tell me a little bit about year two. I know you've been out and about getting pictures. You were like the social media spokesman for this event, correct?
What you call it that, I guess. I do what I can.
From your perspective, you know, what's it mean to be able to get everybody together to have an event like this?
Well, I think it's good to gear it towards a positive impact and with law enforcement and other EMS services. Gives everybody a chance to come out, visit, talk, and see the gear and the capabilities of all the equipment, what we do. Also interaction with the kids. That's a big thing as well, to have a positive interaction with the kids, hold events, and just all around good activity, I guess you would say.
Now, I'm a car guy. I want to get this question out of the way right now. What kind of squad car do you drive?
A patrol car.
What is it?
I have a Chevy Tahoe.
Oh, okay. So you don't have one of them little chargers that, I mean.
No, but we'll have a few of them there.
Okay. So people can come see the cars and kind of crawl around them and look in them and everything then too?
Or
just kind of look at a distance?
Nope. We'll have some guys up there with cars and you can go in them and we'll show you what all the capabilities our cars have. We usually let the kids sit them, hit the siren, push buttons.
I want to show up for that.
Yeah.
I want to hit the buttons.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
There's a lot of buttons. You can hit a lot of them.
Tell me a little bit, Michelle, about last year, and then we'll carry it over to what's going to be happening specifically this year.
Yep. So last year we donated to any of the attending departments. We had several fire departments and RMC came out, and as well as the Delaware County Sheriff and Manchester Police Department were there. This year we will have all those again as well. We're going to be donating to some different groups this year. One of them will be the Delaware County Honor Guard. They assist with those fallen public safety members. The Manchester Police Department, that's just to continue to supply officer safety and keep up with the ever-changing technology in our communication center. Our communication center sits right in the Manchester Police Department. We also have the Delaware County Canine Fund, and that's working towards having a canine for missing persons and narcotic detection in the county. Officer safety with that as well, too. RMC this year said that they would like their portion to go to the Delaware County EMS Association, and that's made up of all the departments within the county.
Okay. Travis, talk about the technology a little bit, because how has it changed, you know, with everybody having cell phones now? But I'm betting what's in the vehicle and what's in your Tahoe, the amount of technology is just astounding compared to what it used to be.
Oh, it absolutely is. Even from when I started back in 07. I used to handwrite tickets. I can actually say that.
You'd be standing out there with a notepad.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I used to get writer's cramp. But anyways, it's really advanced. We actually we have full capabilities of internet in our cars. We have tablets. Everything is electronic between citations, warnings. We can actually access our in-house server if we need to do everything we can do in our office, we can do in our car. That's essentially what we can do. Yep.
Wow, that's cool. And then like, the lights are LED, and I feel like I could see the lights from a mile away now.
Oh, yeah.
Like with new lights, just one little piece of it, you know?
You know, believe me or not, I used to have, I call it the gumdrop light bar.
The old Texas gumball machine.
I used to be out there polishing them lenses. You don't have to do that anymore.
Now that they're LED.
Yeah, everything's LED, and yeah, it's really come a long ways.
Well, and I see you've got the body cam on you there too. That's probably, is that like a standard part of the uniform now for guys and gals that are out in services like yours?
It is. Yeah, it has been for several years. But again, like, you know, years ago we never had body cameras. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There's a lot of cars that never even had in-car cameras when you know, back in the early 2000s. Everything is advanced to digital. Even our in-car video now, I mean, we pull up to the office and it automatically transfers to our server.
Oh, wow.
I remember when I started, we would have VHS tapes. Mm-hmm. You'd have 31 tapes. And every time you came into work, you grabbed a new tape and you took your old one and rewinded it. And if you had a case, you would save that VHS tape. Yeah.
Wow. So that fundraisers like this goes to technology like this and the K9 unit and everything. So let's talk about, I show up on Saturday, starts at 4 o'clock. Besides seeing the vehicles, what else is going to be going on?
So like we said, we do have the vehicles, and there's going to be foods here. Food Here Mobile is going to be there with their delicious eats.
They had their tenderloins a couple weeks ago at Relay for Life. Oh, man.
Yeah, they will be having their tenderloins.
Those are good. Show up just for my 20 of those just for that.
So then we will have Foods Here Mobile. We'll have the different vehicles opened up, and then Travis actually has his event going on.
Yeah, we're going to have little events too. We're actually going to have like, I call it Day at the Range with the deputies.
Okay.
So we're going to have a couple deputies hosting like a BB gun target shoot, and then afterwards there'll be prizes for participating you know, little competitions too, you know. I might jump in there too, you know.
Let's say a BB shootout between the sheriff and the Manchester police. Who would win, Travis?
Oh, definitely sheriff's office.
I figured. Now, you realize we're gonna have like Hothschild running in here for a rebuttal in about a minute and a half. So when do people need to mark the calendar and make sure to get out there, and how long does it run?
So we're starting about 4 o'clock on Saturday, and then it'll run about 3 hours or whenever anything shuts down. You know, there's no real
definite. We could go till 2 in the morning if we want to.
I mean, if it wants to. We'll be able to see those lights near and bright.
You really could. Yep. If somebody can't make it, if they want to be a part of it, Michelle, what's a good way to go about it, to have them like contribute or write a check or something like that?
If they would want to do that, they can. I'd work over at the police department. They could stop in, and we could do that there.
Gotcha. So just make it out to there and come out and have a fun night, too. So
yeah, absolutely.
Do you guys ever do anything like, you know, down in Cedar Rapids, they'll do the hockey team like Guns and Hoses. Well, they'll like battle out. You guys do anything like a bags tournament between the police and the sheriff to see who is ultimately the best? What about pickleball? You get talk to Tim Vick. You get like a celebrity law enforcement pickleball tournament going on.
Yeah, we could.
Harlem Wizards coming up here.
Jeannie's
like
always looking for people to do the Harlem Wizards, Travis. You could do that.
I think we should do a laser tag.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe a paintball tournament.
I'm in.
I would be
game. I'm in. Michelle, put it together. 2023. We're going to do a paintball tournament.
Yep.
I will be a part of it. That's your fun. That's part of the fundraiser for next year. All right. You're not taking notes, Michelle. I'm worried you're not taking this seriously.
You did not hand me a pen.
Well, that's true. Anything else we want to get out before we remind people this is coming up Saturday, starting around 4?
I believe that would be
everything it. Done. Yeah. Final thoughts from you, Travis?
No, it should be a good time. Hope to see everybody there. Sounds like good weather. So
yeah, should be good.
It does.
Like sunny and 83. That's perfect weather for that.
Absolutely.
And out there at Windmill Hill, just north of town on 13. Mm-hmm. So thank you guys for coming in this morning and being good sports. Are you back on patrol? Or are you done for the day?
I just started, so I'll be here all day.
Oh, watch out for this guy. I got to drive slow as I head back down to Cedar Rapids. Yeah. So Travis and Michelle, thank you guys so much. You're going to see their smiling faces online, kmch.com. Again, the Delaware County Public Safety Fundraiser year number 2 coming up Saturday at 4.
Cotton candy, funnel cakes,